everybody. My name is Shauna, and this is the American English Podcast. My goal here is to teach you the English spoken in the United States through common expressions, pronunciation tips, and interesting cultural snippets or stories. I hope to keep this fun, useful, and interesting. Let's do it. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. It's been about 2 weeks since I posted the last episode. I've been working around the clock on the American English Podcast website, and if you've been on there recently, you've probably noticed that there's been a few changes. Instead of selling bonus content with a membership, it's now a one-stop shop. Instead of the classroom, I'm now also calling premium content just premium content. Seems a little bit more straightforward. That means if you're looking to get the transcripts and MP3s or other bonus material for season 1 or season 2, so that means episode 1 through 50 being season 1 or season 2 being episodes 51 through 100, that's where you'll go. You'll hit the tab premium content and you'll find the way to access it. Today, I'd like to do a 5-minute episode about strengths and weaknesses. I know that's a little bit difficult to say, strengths. In order to make that TH sound, remember, TH sounds are created by sticking your tongue out of your mouth and pushing it against your teeth. In this lesson, you'll hear an internal dialogue from an individual that is going to have a job interview. Throughout the conversation in their head, you'll hear a number of adjectives, collocations, and common expressions related to strengths and weaknesses. As this is another 5-minute English episode, it's jam-packed with vocabulary. That means it's going to be challenging. It's an intensive listening assignment, so you might need to listen a few times in order to catch what has been said, especially if you plan on looking up vocabulary words. If you'd like to get the definitions for these words provided for you, as well as the transcript and exercises to go along with this episode, be sure to sign up to Season 2 on the website. Without any further ado, here's this week's episode. It's 4 a.m., and you can't sleep. You've been up all night feeling like a nervous wreck because tomorrow you have an interview for a promising job position. What's more, you have an inkling it's your dream job and you don't want to blow it. Just for one day, you wish you could be articulate. You'd love to be taken for a well-spoken intellectual who can list off perfect answers on cue. But that's just not your forte, and you know it. Over the years, you've dwelled on the fact that you have a stutter. Words don't flow as easily from your mouth as they do from others. At times, just the awareness of this so-called flaw makes you tongue-tied. Sometimes you even clam up because of it. While staring at the ceiling in the dark, you replay your last job interview in your head. It was going so smoothly until the interviewer insisted on knowing your strengths and weaknesses. Almost immediately, you felt overwhelmed by the complexity of the question and the repercussions of a bad answer. How could you answer confidently and humbly simultaneously? The question threw you off guard, and to your horror, you didn't say anything at all. You just looked at the interviewer like a deer in the headlights. Could it have gone worse? Probably not. That's why this time you've decided to learn all of your answers by heart. You figure if there's any chance at nailing an interview, it's through memorization. This time, if asked about your weakness, you'd say, although you excel at your work, you were born shy, so at times you lack self-confidence to speak up, even when you know you have good ideas. If asked about your strength, well, that one you've had a little bit of difficulty with. You've thought about the words creative, disciplined, focused, patient, proactive, They all sound great, but you have trouble coming up with examples to make them fitting to you. After thinking it over for a while, you roll out of bed. Even though it's still early, you decide it's time to get ready. Like they always say, the early bird catches the worm, right? So you hop in the shower, get squeaky clean, and get out to dry your hair. The problem is, your dryer is shot. Somehow, in the past 24 hours, it decided to crap out magically on its own. Instead of letting it get to you, though, you towel dry your hair and move on to your face, which, from your reflection, isn't looking too hot. In the mirror, you can see that giant bags have formed under your eyes due to lack of sleep. You hope that your outfit will make up for it. Today, you're wearing a crisp white cotton button-up and a nice pair of black slacks. Presentable, classy, and sure to make a good first impression. For the first time in weeks, you don't need to bolt out the door. You found your keys where they belong. You had your phone and your wallet packed away the night before. You're feeling on point. With time to spare, you decide you're going to stop at the gas station to pick up a cup of coffee. But when you get there, that's when things start to go downhill. You buy your coffee, but on the way back to your car, you stumble over a crack in the pavement and eat it. You hit the ground really hard, and your burning coffee spills out all over the front of your shirt. The fabric on the knee of your slacks rips open, and you're bleeding. That's another thing. You have two left feet. You trip, drop things, and get hurt pretty much on a daily basis. Unfortunately, today was no exception. And it's official. You're a train wreck. Your hair is frizzy, you look high, and you're covered in coffee and blood. So it's decision-making time. You can either have a meltdown, which feels like a natural response considering you don't have a spare outfit, or you can face the music and go to the interview as is. You decide to do the latter. When you walk into your meeting, the interviewer, who's very put together, mind you, looks you up and down. You hand over your coffee-stained resume to her, and she tries to make out your name from the smudged print at the top. You know there's definitely a chance she could turn you away, but it doesn't seem like she's going to. It seems like she's going to give you a chance to explain. At that moment, you realize what your real strength is. It's not that you're a perfectionist. It's not that you're incredibly efficient or a leader in the group. It's that you will always show up on time and give everything your best effort. It doesn't matter if the result of that effort is successful, but by giving any task your all, no employer, friend, or colleague can ever and has ever complained about your work ethic. The interview flies by, and after it's over, you walk out feeling relieved. Your messy appearance and your thoughts early on in the day about your flaws didn't hold you back. You might be rough around the edges, but today you kept it together and were true to the interviewer and yourself. That's it for this 5-minute section of the chat. I have to admit, this was loosely based on myself. I remember having a job interview in Santa Barbara and not being able to answer the question about strengths and weaknesses. I'm curious, how would you answer this question? Does it seem difficult to you? When talking to my husband about this, we decided that as annoying as this question may be, as an interviewer, it really tells you a lot about someone's character in a short period of time. I mean, right off the bat, you'll be able to see if they'll fit in with existing employees, but you'll also be able to see if someone thinks too highly of themselves, like I mentioned in the text. Trying to be humble and confident at the same time is complicated. If you're too humble, you might be devaluing your character or your ability. If you're too confident, you might come across as arrogant. Being arrogant is not a good thing. You're on your high horse, we say. You're on a pedestal, I said in one of my podcast episodes. Yes, so that's definitely not a good thing. I see how this can be a challenge when learning a foreign language, especially because you might not know the connotations of certain adjectives. For premium subscribers, I've added some examples to the transcript that I think are good and will help you answer these questions well. For the rest of you, I would definitely consult a native speaker before going to a job interview. If someone asked me about my weaknesses and strengths, I'd probably say the weakness first, just so that I end on a positive note. I think it's really important to decide whether you mention a technical skill for the positive aspect or a personality trait. Perhaps a skill in itself might be more direct and lead to a better answer. I think most people normally mention personality traits, but, you know, to each his own. When I asked Lucas what he'd tell an interviewer about his strengths, he said he'd say resilience. He's got thick skin. He's not really affected by criticism. He can just push past it. And when there's a setback in work, he can easily move on from it. And I have to say, I love that answer. I'd hire him. That's why I hired him as a husband. And yes, it's very true. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you learned a lot of great vocabulary. And until next time, bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the American English Podcast. Remember, it's my goal here to not only help you improve your listening comprehension, but to show you how to speak like someone from the States. If you want to receive the full transcript for this episode, or you just want to support this podcast, make sure to sign up to premium content on AmericanEnglishPodcast.com. Thanks, and hope to see you soon.